My voice isn't fat. It's big boned. It's husky.
Hanging out in grandma's basement, having fun with all of our friends. You can't spell basement without men, and you gotta keep it down when she's going to bed. Yeah, hanging out in grandma's basement.
Welcome to Grandma's Garage, everyone. Oh, basement. My bad. sorry about that.
With who? Who's here, buddy?
Me, Derek Reinfried. I am your host.
Oh.
Along with my co-host, Kent Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
You already said you were here.
I mean, yes.
You are here.
I mean, yes, I'm here. That's me.
How are you?
I'm fine.
That's it?
I'm fine plus one.
Let's talk about your medical history.
All right. So my medical history is... Wait. Before I get into that, why are you asking me about my medical history?
Well, Kent, I'm glad you should ask. With us today, we have an actual expert.
Wait. I got to respond to your question. I'm class one obese. Continue.
Well, this is news to me. Thank you for
Keep
sharing.
Keep going.
We do have an expert today. Her name is Amanda. Her last name is Gatsky, and she is a nurse.
Yes, you can speak now.
I can speak now.
You look nice today.
Thank you.
I didn't say it before because I have to say it
twice.
You look
a little bit too decent for this. I'll put that out there.
Well, right. I didn't know what kind of basement I would be coming into, so.
Grandma's. I think you mean garage, but basement. Wait.
I prepared. I was prepared for anything.
I'm not sure what we decided.
I like Grandma's Garage because it has more alliteration.
It's the alliteration.
Well,
it'll get you. It rolls off the tongue.
More it does. Like, it rolls off the tongue like.
But then you have to change. The theme song has to change then. And
yeah, that's
Grandma's
it's
real. Garage.
It's catchy. I think you guys got something there
or
with that.
No.
Grandma's Garage. All right. Hey, get back to your. Well, tell me more about your obesity.
Well, it's brought on by. Alcohol?
Tobacco?
I only smoke cigarettes when I'm very drunk.
Okay.
Okay. Next topic.
That's it, pretty much.
We move on from my problems, Derek.
Yes. Just as a reminder, everyone, we also do have a Facebook page.
Oh, shit.
We have an email page.
What? We have an email page?
And a website page.
The website
I think
page.
There's even a Twitter out there somewhere. Sometimes it's called Grandma's Basement. Sometimes it's called Grandma's Basement Show.
Right.
Just depends on how you feel. And how.
You're putting me on the spot right now with my computer not working.
It's okay. We'll get back to what they actually are.
All right. We'll get it at the end.
All right.
All right. So nurses.
Yes. Ladies and germs.
Yay.
What do you do?
Oh, I am a registered nurse, and I work in a... Med-surg units, basically. I see everything.
Okay. Does everything encompass the uncomfortable thing?
Yeah.
That's what
right,
we want to hear.
So this is a lot of times. This is where I want to go with this.
Okay.
What's uncomfortable?
What
do you define in your job as when you see something that really shocks you?
Oh, well, I mean, I think that you get used to body fluids, blood. I'm ridiculously used to that by now, but I would say that probably the thing that shocked me the most in the recent past was when a woman handed her eye to me, like her false eye. I was not anticipating that she was going to give it to me to rinse off, and so...
Oh, to rinse off.
Yeah, like, I was the end of the night.
I did hear that you gotta keep those...
You gotta keep them moist.
You gotta keep them...
Yeah, but
you know, clean and moist.
You know, when you're holding out your hand expecting like dentures or something, and you look and there's an eye in your hand.
Like it's a normal thing too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, oh, here I do this the time. Oh, sure.
Oh, by the way, guys, here's my eye.
Here's my eye.
Keep it. Take care of it.
So, like, what? I guess I've never actually even seen like a fake or like a
it
glass
just,
eye or
it
something.
It looks kind of like a rock. Like it's of that consistency, I would say.
But it's like just painted on, basically. Like
yeah, it is. It is.
All right. So with like fake eyes, how they
in the socket?
I, I've never seen anyone, as far as I know, off the top of my head with glass eye, but like, if it is painted to be like a real eye, how do they like put it in so it stays?
Well, it's not
being like awkward, like pointing out like that.
Right. It's fitted. And so when they do surgery, they have to, you know, close it up in the back. So basically it's just a cavity.
Cavity.
Yeah. A cavity. Yeah, like exactly. Throw it in and it's not, so it's not like there's open, you know, blood vessels or anything like that in the back of there.
No, I think what you're saying though, is that if you pop it in, and it's at like a bad angle or something, it's gonna be all crazy eyed off to the side.
Well, they usually are kind of. They don't really move. You know, it's.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I guess we.
So is it.
You can very easily tell when somebody has a fake eye.
So
it's pretty obvious.
Is it safe to assume the next person I see with a lazy eye possibly could have a fake?
No, lazy eyes are different because they do move, but they don't.
That's true.
Not in the direction that you want it to go, and then you're trying to figure out which eye to look into, and it gets uncomfortable as well, I will say.
All right. So you're pretty much comfortable with a lot of things.
I
would love to get rid of this next question that Kent asks. What's your favorite brand of stethoscope?
Hey, what's super cool about that question is I didn't ask it.
Whoops.
But I'm interested.
You're interested. Oh, gosh. Lipman. Lipman.
Those are the best.
They're the best.
Hey, so what's the...
doctor stethoscope?
No, the www.com to buy those for your local hospital.
We're trying to get a Lipman?
Lipman.
Lipman?
That's right.
Lipman.
I used to have a Lipman in my old days.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because you were... Yep,
I was an EMT man.
You sure were, yeah.
They
Forgot
were good
about your heroics in life.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was short lived.
Yeah.
That wasn't
now
short-lived,
you,
I guess. It was better half a decade.
Keep going.
Okay. No. So you're cool with seeing like blood, guts.
Yep.
I hope no semen.
Wait.
You hope
we're
no
talking about my professional life here. So,
otherwise, definitely an
well, you know.
All right. So,
but guts, no. I mean, not really guts per se, but. I mean, it's not like I see people with, you know, what is that called when, no, what is that called in the Japanese, the
harikari?
When they
like
disembowel themselves
seppuku?
To commit suicide. Yeah, seppuku. So I've never seen
I
that
had a botched
before.
Seppuku.
Yeah, yeah.
You've seen guts hanging out?
No, she hasn't.
No, I haven't. I've seen like surgery. I've seen surgeries where they've been doing bowel surgeries. And actually when a person codes on the surgical table and you have to go down there and you're sort of trying to do chest compressions and bring them back, and then also trying to re-sew their bowels, the doctor is, and yeah, that's a pretty, that's a fun one, fun situation.
Yeah, well, yeah, I could see that being pretty fun.
You guys are both just looking at me with just
no, I mean,
disgust.
I don't understand how, like, human beings do these kind of things.
You get really used to it.
I mean,
you really do.
You get desensitized over time.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Like, you can apply that to very many things. Yeah. Well, you do regularly, but
you're probably used to being like you're super clean. How many times do you have to like wash your hands a day? You know, like
constantly. We have just bottles of lotion in the nurses' station because we're our hands are just dry.
Oh,
just
I believe
dead
oh,
to the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Like, and then you're putting gloves on, and those are on all day, getting sweaty, and then
well, you change your gloves.
Oh, I suppose a lot.
I mean, yeah, we change our gloves. We go through a lot of pairs of gloves. Yes. So they do get sweaty, though, if you're wearing them for a really long time, and then it's gross.
Yeah, I
feel
can see
really
that.
Feminine when you take off a glove and it's just dripping with sweat.
Don't mind me just wringing out my gloves.
Just, you know.
If you're on, like, no, you're never going to be on a budget where you have to reuse gloves, but.
No, I don't think that could be legal. But, you know, I mean, I guess some places.
Yeah.
Africa, probably. Haiti.
Somewhere. Well, I suppose I see what you're saying about getting used to it because it's like, you know, same with somebody that's like a mortician or something. They're definitely going to be seeing the same thing every day. And it's like, after a while, I can only imagine, like, you either get used to it or you quit the profession or you go insane.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, so was there something you had to do to like cope with anything in the beginning?
I would say, you know, having patients so for instance, you get, you have certain times where you feel like you have a black cloud over your head. And so everything that could go wrong with patients will go wrong. So when I first started in the hospital, I had about 3 weeks they called me the Black Widow because my patients would code, or my patients would have a severe change of status, or they'd fall, or they'd have a stroke. And so, yeah, you do get kind of used to it, but more often than not, it's you're using each experience as a lesson of what to look for, what to change, and, you know,
okay,
what you need to address maybe earlier. So
I gotcha. But, I mean, there's not much you can control about, well, I mean, unless you were seriously, like,
mm-mm,
you know, doing something to make these people die.
Right. Well, yeah. You know, like, hopefully I wouldn't ever do that. You know, I mean, that's like grounds for a psychopath.
Yeah. I mean, but it sounds like a good horror movie plot.
Right. Well, has definitely been done. Wasn't that kind of Nurse Ratched in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? She was pretty sadistic. But so that's mental health, and that's a whole other kit and caboodle as far as, you know, taboo subjects, apparently.
Yep. Oh, I thought you had something.
I'm just saying yep because I came back.
That's your thing.
He's adding to the conversation.
I have absolutely no idea of the context of the current conversation. Yep.
Keep it up. Well, I mean, so what does, I mean, other than that glass, I think, like,
What freaks me out?
Yeah, like, what happens? What do you see on a day-to-day basis, or not day-to-day basis, just something that comes in and you're just like, oh, my God.
Oh, man. Babies, when babies are sick, that really, because I'm not really used to that so much. And actually, that's kind of why I didn't want to be an OB nurse. I helped deliver a blue baby, basically, cord wrapped around the neck. And so that was really tough. Yeah, I mean, I like my older population of people that can tell you when something's wrong, theoretically. And so that's a hard nursing bit to get into. When people code, or when their heart stops beating, or they go into a lethal rhythm, it's not necessarily a shock as much as it is an adrenaline rush. And then you're just relying on your instincts and what do you need to be doing and when do you need to be doing it. And I mean, I work in a small rural hospital, and so the doctors aren't there all the time. And so we need to know when is appropriate to call them. When do we need to call them? What can we do without them there, that's potentially going to, you know, save somebody's life.
Right, right. I know what you mean about, it's almost like the fight or flight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
I remember, absolutely. I remember that same thing.
You're on a high, too. Oh, yeah, when you're done with that, like, you're just going. You're, you know, bouncing off the walls for a couple of hours, then you crash. But, yeah.
I remember seeing, you know, like, you know, a couple suicides and things that we still had to respond to, or like,
yep.
Yeah, when you're doing, like, the chest compressions, and when you're actually doing them in real life, not just, like, on a dummy.
Right, you're not, like, bending your elbows.
The ribs are cracking.
Yep. God, that's the worst
feeling,
like,
oh,
isn't
that? Oh, my God, yeah.
And that is a terrifying feeling, too, because you're like, I should not be breaking bones, but I am right now, and that's okay.
But you're
this,
trying to
this,
save
you can
this
live.
Guy's dead unless I do something about it, yeah, yeah.
God, I am so out of the loop right now. I don't save people.
Well,
I play video games.
Well, that's cool. What,
I mean, I do save people in video
games. Yeah, right.
Games.
You know.
Lethal Enforcers, you had to not shoot the wit.
I played Grand Theft Auto,
you're
and I killed the bad guys.
Kingdoms,
so
and
I'm pretty goddamn well.
I mean,
did
I've
play
I've
well
saved
for a long time. No, but to get back, no, you guys, that's crazy. That, like, that pressure, man. Like, positions some people are in. It's crazy.
And but, like, man, for nurses, like, it seems like you guys have to know so much and, like, so quickly. And they're always, I mean, unless the nurse really sucks, like, most of them are so, like, motherly and so nice. Like, even, like, the guys, you know, like, it doesn't just have to be, like,
yeah.
I don't mean to say, like, motherly, because, you know, there's, like, male nurses that come, just the way that they naturally can care for someone, you know, like a stranger. And, like, the family's all around, always in the way, and people aren't, you know, like, a good nurse isn't yelling at you and being like,
you can, you do.
I could see that.
You have to yell at people sometimes. I've had to bust out my auntie voice on occasion with people when they're just being ridiculous. And you know what I mean? And it's like they're being inappropriate, or
like patients or just people.
Patients,
you.
Family members. Oh, yeah. You don't really like to do it, but you have to. So it's learning, you know, bedside manner and just knowing how to interact with people. And, you know, nursing school, in all honesty, kind of weans out people that more or less shouldn't be nurses.
Right.
And then from there on, I mean, you know, it's the place that you're going to work, and they'll work it too, because bad nurses don't typically last long in certain positions. They get forced
out.
Yeah. Good nurses will too. I mean, it's, you know, it's a matter of, it's a lot of regulations and laws and legal issues. Yes. But yeah, usually if you're a bad nurse, you generally will know about it. You will know that you're a bad nurse. And other people will know about it too, and kind of treat you the way that needs to
be
treated.
Picked up on,
right, right.
Like,
yeah,
easily.
Doctors aren't really trusting you when you're saying you're recommending things for patients, or they're, you know, yeah. So bad nurses generally know that they're bad nurses.
Hey, so this leads to another question. Are you a bad nurse?
I am not a bad nurse.
Best question of
all right. Question answered.
That's it.